Eamon Curry, coach with Harps. First point of the season on the board. Not an easy place to come and get it, so you must be well pleased.
We were pleased with the response, and we're pleased we obviously picking up a point, but you always want to go for three. I know it sounds cliche, but we felt the second game and third game of the season that maybe we merited a wee bit more, but look, the game owes you nothing, so it is what it is, but it's a real strong, encouraging point away in Dublin.
Yeah. Well, first half, you were a goal down at the break, and perhaps fortunate to be just a goal down, that they were much the better side. What changed at half time? You must have had a few words, because you came out much improved in the second half.
Well, just thought tactically, Darren, the manager and the coaches made one or two tactical changes about Man Morgan latching on and just watching their rotations. You know, their number seven's a really good player, really experienced, and his movements are really, really clever. So we kind of sort of just went in with him and tried to sort of suffocate them more. We played a wee bit deeper. They maybe set up a wee bit of space in behind the counter. And we felt that really, really worked. So the tactics change was really positive at halftime. And fair play to the players. They took it on board. And we've got a point out of it. You know, they're a young group. You know, sometimes the lessons like that in the first half really, really stand them, as they move on their careers, because as you say, UCD did sort of have the majority of possession and chances in the first half.
And yet, at the end, both sides had chances later on to win it. They had a couple of chances following a corner, and Patrick Ferry had a chance, and Grady Lombardo had a chance. So, you know, you could even have nicked it.
Well, again, that was sort of playing on the counter, away from home against a really good UCD team. Patrick's in there, he's disappointed, but he's put a hell of a shift in. Grady's the same, as all the kids have, all the players have. A wee bit more composure maybe in the final third, but again, because they're young players, they'll learn it, and that has to be the learning out of that when they get into the final third, is can they put their foot in the ball and have a wee bit more composure and get men up with them, and then maybe pick out a pass, you know, so. But now, look, fair play to the forward men. They've worked extremely, extremely hard on the break, but also in their defensive duties as well. So massive credit to them.
Yeah, and also credit a goalkeeper making a debut for you this evening.
Well, David is on loan from Bromley. He's come in. He's acclimatised to Donegal. He keeps telling me he's always cold. So he's come in there tonight, and he's kept a really, really good young goalkeeper in Ashton Cooney, and that's going to be a really interesting battle this season. So I'm looking forward to seeing how that pans out. But he's come on, he's made a fantastic save in the first half down to his right-hand side. He's been commanding. That's a really, really solid debut for him. And again, he's only 20 years of age, so these experiences will help him hopefully push on this game.
Yeah. And sort of from a guy at the beginning of his career to somebody, Conor Torrish, I thought had a very good game at the back. A couple of really important interceptions.
Conor's just a class act, you know, and he's a Donegal man. And he's just calm. He demands certain standards of players. He doesn't like it when things aren't going well. He's demanding of players around him. But some of his headers tonight, some of his one-foot tackles, his interceptions, and then sort of on the ball as well, you know, he can play as well, you know, so I'm not going to give him any credit for his playing ability, because I thought he was absolutely. I actually went and seen him straight after the game. And it was absolutely fantastic performer for Conor, but you know, it's no surprise.
And finally, two home games now in a row, so the hope will be that you can really build on this.
Well, I think it's Cove next week, and they've just put five past Longford tonight. So again, look, you don't get too emotionally high when you've managed to get a result. Don't get too emotionally low when you've got maybe beat, you know. So look, we just go on now, we'll do our analysis, we'll look at Cove, we'll see how the bodies are, we'll see what we're like with injuries and things like that, and then we'll just prepare next week getting the hang of it. Again, I've always said it from the minute I've come into the club, even managing the 15s years ago and coming in last year, the crowd at Finn Park are absolutely vital for us, and hopefully their numbers, which they will be now next Friday night, hopefully we get our first 3 points on the board from a victory.